Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Special public meeting on nuclear energy set for September 18th in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The chairman of the Campbell County Board of Commissioners has announced a special public meeting scheduled for Thursday, September 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Gillette College Technical Education Center. The meeting, independently organized and not affiliated with Campbell County government, aims to provide information and spark discussion on the nuclear energy industry. Panelists will include John Kotek, Senior Vice President of the Nuclear Energy Institute, Rebecca Casper, Mayor of Idaho Falls, Idaho, and University of Wyoming energy economist Alex Gebben. Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality Director Tom Parfait will serve as a moderator. Speakers will address the nuclear fuel cycle, current industry practices, and new technologies. Written questions from the public will also be taken. Residents are encouraged to attend and learn more about the potential role nuclear energy could play in Wyoming's future. Campbell County Schools partner with Climb Wyoming to train teaching assistants. The Campbell County School District has teamed up with Climb Wyoming this semester to provide job training for 11 low-income mothers, preparing them for possible careers as teaching assistants. According to the Gillette News Record, while employment isn't guaranteed, the program is designed to give participants the skills and experience needed to apply for open positions within the district. Over the four-week program, trainees spend mornings learning from district administrators and afternoons in classrooms, shadowing instructional staff and gaining hands-on experience. The first 2 weeks focus on elementary schools, while the final two take place in junior high and high school classrooms. On Fridays, the group works with Climb staff, receiving counseling and support to help overcome barriers to financial independence. Program leaders say the training not only prepares participants for jobs, but also helps the district address staffing needs. Climb Wyoming, founded in 1986, now operates statewide and has saved the state more than $135 million in public assistance costs through its programs. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.